Okay, can you hear me well? Okay. The topic that I'd like to speak about tonight sounds like a very generic topic, but I want to share with you a unique perspective on this generic topic that I myself only learned about at a very later age, and I think it's something which is incredibly relevant. And the topic is Talmud Torah, the study of Torah, but I want to gain a deeper understanding as to why this is something which is so valuable, so treasured by us in terms of everyone's engagement with Talmud Torah, the importance of Talmud Torah, how exactly it works. And we're going to take an approach of the Ramchal, Rav Moshe Chaim Luzzatto, and his work, the Derech Hashem, and I think you'll see something which is very refreshing, unique, and it really makes you relate to learning Torah in a very different way. So he begins here in this fourth section of Derech Hashem, the second chapter you have in front of you here, and he writes out as follows, Hinei Talmud Torah u'inyan mukhrach. Right? It's necessary that we study our laws. Because without it, we wouldn't know what to do. You wouldn't be able to observe Hashem's mitzvot if we didn't know what we're supposed to do. We wouldn't know what the laws are. We couldn't observe them. But aside for that, with the study of Torah, there is a great purpose, and it's very effective in achieving our perfection. I want to speak about this a little bit more at length right now. Second section. Amongst all the different spiritual energies that come down that Hashem has for the sake of his creations, there is one energy, one force that is greater than all other forces that are created. Look at these words. These words are Moshe Chaim Luzzatto, one of the greatest Kabbalists of the last few hundred years, who had divine revelations, as he writes about in his letters. So he says as follows, that this energy that comes down is higher, it's more elevated, it's more grand than anything which could possibly exist amongst created entities. Meaning anything in the world that's created, this is on a higher level than that. What that means to say is, this is the high point, the ceiling that could possibly exist among created entities because it is in some way, it is a form, it is a shadow, it is somewhat similar to Hashem's existence. Meaning it's so high and lofty that it's some way, shape, or form resembles Hashem. Not, God forbid, in an idolatrous way, but just in terms of appreciating its high spiritual level. Its grandeur, its elevation is in some way, shape, or form resembling that of the truth of Hashem. And what this is Hashem being mechalik, distributing of his own kavod vikar, his own honor and grandeur towards created entities, meaning there's something that's being given to them. Now look at this. So there is this great energy. It is greater than anything else that could possibly exist in created entities, and Hashem put it into this world. Look at these words. They are mind-boggling. He says Hashem took this energy and connected it to something which was created by him, a more clearer creation, Vehu HaTorah. The Torah itself, which is something which is created, Hashem took this most grand energy and connected it to the Torah. So when we talk about how important the Torah is, how powerful and uplifting and cathartic and engaged in Torah study is, we have to realize there's the Torah, the words we're actually saying, the books that we're reading, the ideas that we're having, and there's the spiritual energy that's connected to it, that's underneath it, that's driving it, the engine underneath it. So there's the energy, and then there's the Torah that's on top of it. Now this matter gets fulfilled in two ways. Bihigayon, reciting, saying psukim, saying tehillim, ubehaskala, comprehending, thinking. Hashem composed different words and statements, right? Text Shem klal chamishei chumshei Torah, the text of the five books of the Torah. Va'acharein b'madrega, and after them, on a lesser spiritual level, Nevi'im Ketuvim, the rest of Tanakh. V'kashar behem ha'ashpazo. So those words are on their own there, and then he took this energy, the most grand energy that could exist in the world, and connected it to these words. Be'ofen, and that what happens? What's the method, the button that's pressed? Kshidabru adibur mehem. When you say these words, when you say Vaydaber Adonai Moshe Lemor, Bereshit bara Elohim et Hashemayim ve'et Haaretz. When you say these words, you press those buttons. Timashech hashpa zos lemedaber otam. This great, most powerful energy, boom, comes down to the person who speaks those words. That's the way it works. Ubitnai. Now there's a stipulation. It doesn't just work automatically. We're going to speak about this in owner's manual. There are rules and regulations to make this machine work. And that if you follow those rules and regulations, then when you press the button, when you say those words, boom, you're going to bring down that energy. And second, we said, first of all, the recital, the reading the words, the saying the psukim. Then haskalas mashenichla badibur mehem. The thinking, the comprehending of the content, right? It's not just enough to say the words themselves, or at least not that it's not enough, but it's a different matter to just read the words and then to be thinking about them. By thinking about it. So right now you just heard a shiur from Mizharitz about Yaakov and Esav. So if you're walking away from the shiur, you're lingering, you're thinking, you're thinking about the concepts. That itself is another way of accessing and bringing down that energy. Look at this. Madrigos, madrigos, yesh bashpa azos. It's not just a button. Either yes or no, you pressed it and you got the energy, or you didn't. There are many different levels. Kechol shar hashpos v'inyanim shvimtzias. Like everything else in this world, there are many gradations and nuances. V'nischalku ha-madrigos ha'ila b'chelke ha'igon v'askala. And they are divvied up in the different areas of recital and of comprehension. We'll get to that in a second, what that means. Kefi ma shirata chokhma yona yosanos. Based on what Hashem saw, made the most sense. And look at this. Shebechelek echan migon timashech madrega achas min hashpa. When you say certain words, so it's going to bring one type of energy. Ubechelek acher madrega acheres. And when you say other words, right? So if you're hearing a shir, if you're reading the words, but Yaakov and Esav, so you read those words, it brings down one type of energy. But then if you read the words of Tehillim, it's bringing down a different type of energy. V'chein v'haskala, so too with the comprehension. Right? When it comes to be with Torah Shebichsav, as long as you're reading the words in its original Hebrew, even if you don't understand it, you're bringing down that energy. And then separately is the haskala, the comprehension. So you're not saying any words, you're just walking on the street, you're thinking about Yaakov and Esav, boom, you're bringing down that energy. You think about David and Melech, you're bringing down a different energy. Ach ein lecha chelek mitam l'torah shlo timashech bo madrega achas imadregos hashpar ha'mazos. There's no area of Talmud Torah where you're not going to be bringing down one of these energies, but it's like a rainbow. It's got different colors. Each one has a particular different type of energy that you're accessing based on what's the content that you're either reading or comprehending. Gimel over here. It's obvious that the deeper your comprehension, tigdol yoser madrigas hashpa shetimashcha yada, you bring down a more powerful energy. So if you're just casually thinking about the story of Yaakov and Esav, you're bringing down one quantity, one quality of that energy of the Torah. But if you sit down, you listen to a shiur, you start doing research afterwards, you think about it, you talk about it, so you're more powerfully bringing down that energy. It's not comparable. One person who's merely looking at the wording of the Torah, where someone doesn't just read the words, but is understanding what's the deeper intent that's being communicated. And one person can learn it relatively superficially, even when understanding what's the plot, and someone else could spend many hours trying to delve into the depths of what the message is, and they're not going to be comparable in terms of what energy, how much of an energy they're bringing down. And quantitatively, you spend 1 hour researching a topic versus 2, 3, 10 hours, 2 months, it's going to be a very different metaphysical impact that your Torah is going to have. Omnam, ha'mechaz do yisparach, shebechol chelek min haskala timashach medreg min hashpa. Hashem, out of his great chesed, set it up that any degree of comprehension you have, you'll bring down something. So any level of comprehension that you have, you'll be still accessing this energy, which we said before is the highest energy that could possibly exist in this created world. Someone has no capacity for comprehension. They have no idea what they're saying. They don't understand anything about the Torah. They have no background to it, nothing. All they're able to do is literally, they know Aleph Beis, they could read the words of the Torah. Even he, by reading the words, we said Torah Shebechsav, you're reading in Hebrew, even if you have no understanding of what you're saying at all, you're just saying over and over and over again, you say it over and over and over again, you're accessing that energy of the Torah, and it's less than almost any other degree of Torah you could bring down if you had more comprehension. But you're still bringing it down. V'nimta, look at this. Ruban shel Yisrael zochin la mima'at miyoser. The way Hashem set it up, the way the Mefarshim here explained is when he said before that Hashem's great chesed, his great chesed was that this crowning jewel that exists in this world is accessible to the majority of the Jewish people. Now the Ramchal is writing at a time and place when the majority of the Jewish people are able to read basic Hebrew and read the Torah. It could be nowadays, unfortunately, it's not as simple. But with relative ease, I mean, it shouldn't be so hard to be able to teach someone how to read a pasuk, and then so long as they're able to read that pasuk or understand one of the concepts, they are able to tap into this most powerful energy. Ve'omna, zulat zos ha'adraga nimtzis ligmol ishtalos b'nei adam ba'ak shir amiti. So aside from what we just said, o nimtza b'batorah adraga v'chilk l'fi ma shetzarach l'taken ba'klal habriya. So aside for the individual impact to you yourself, your soul, when you touch and engage with different areas of Torah, you yourself are receiving different energies. Aside for you individually, when you access the Torah, you are also causing tikkun for klal habriya. You are causing a perfection for this entire world. We live in an unredeemed world. That as a result of Adam Rishon's sin, the world is corrupted in a spiritual way. It needs to be perfected. And Talmud Torah, studying Torah, we're doing right now, aside for each one of us now, our souls are all being lit up and certain energies are coming down to our souls as we speak. The creation, the world, the spiritual world around us is also being perfected. Right? And therefore, every different type of learning you do is bringing down a different type of energy. So he says, there's no area, there's no section of the Torah that is not going to be in some way, shape, or form perfecting you and perfecting creation. So it's having a double whammy effect. No matter what area you're learning, it's going to have some type of energy coming down. Now, if you want to then serve Hashem in the most perfect of ways, look at this. You have to be engaged, involved in all of the areas of the Torah to the extent they're able to. Because you're trying to perfect this entire world. Now, this world is unredeemed and missing in many areas. And therefore, if you learn a pasuk in Mishlei, you learn a perek of Tehillim, you learn a section of Mishnayos or a Medrash, each thing you're learning is bringing down a different energy and is contributing to the tikkun habriya, right? People talk about tikkun olam. Tikkun olam. So tikkun olam is not going to be just recycling or something of that sort. You see, tikkun olam is by learning different areas of the Torah. Every time you engage in learning an area of the Torah, that is actually being perfecting the world. Valderach Zamru Chazal, he quotes the Gemara and Kiddushin here. Lo'olam yeshalash adam yamav. A person should always divvy up and split up his learning. Shlish b'mikra, a third in Torah Shebechsav reading. Shlish b'mishnah, mishnayos, which are tradition halachos. Ushlish b'gemara, which normally is the connotation of employing our intellect more to understand things. So the way the Ramchal understood is it's not meant to be literally a third, a third, a third, and a third this, and a third that. But what it's trying to tell you is you should diversify your portfolio. Not just hedge against any risks, but because you want to be bringing down different types of energies to this world, to be perfecting the world in different ways. It's not just those three areas that the Gemara talked about. It's just representative. It's symbolic of saying you should have your hand in all areas of the Torah. You shouldn't leave any area. Say, you know what? Say for Eov, yeah, not in my lifetime. I'm not getting to that one. So you should try to get to everything. So he says he does qualify it by saying you individually, as much as you should diversify and try to get different things, you also have to measure it based on your own life circumstances. So what's happening in your life? If you are tasked with the responsibility to paskin shaylas, so if you're the Mora D'Asra, that's the paskin shaylas, you have to get your hand more involved in the areas of halacha. If you're a Tanakh teacher, so then you're going to have more responsibility towards, depending on your life circumstances. And some svarim even talk about how in your previous lives, that in different gilgulim you have, you engage in different areas of the Torah, that in this lifetime, the area where you feel that you're lacking the most, that's something where you really need to connect yourself. And it's an area that particularly in this lifetime, you need to be focusing on. He actually has a whole essay about this topic, Derech Chachma. We're not going to get into it right now. But now let's get back to a key point. So just to summarize first what we've accomplished. We all know Talmud Torah is very important. We all know it does great things. But by understanding that the actual words that we read and the concepts that we comprehend actually themselves are not the actual energy, right? It's not the actual words of the Torah. And it's not the actual concepts that we're thinking about. There's a separate metaphysical hashpa that's put in and is the driving force and the energy behind those words, behind those concepts. Now, that's very important because a person shouldn't, God forbid, fall prey into not worshiping the Torah, but thinking that the Torah and the concepts and the words themselves are the end-all, be-all kind of focus. It's the energy underneath it which connects us to Hashem, which is really what we're going for. But look at this next application. Is remarkable. So you need to have a certain condition. You said there's an owner's manual about what you need to do to be initiating, to bring down these energies. Now, number one is hayira b'talmud atzmo. You have to have fear in the actual study that you're doing. We'll focus on that in a minute. And a attempt to perfect one's actions. V'zeh. To reiterate, we said again, the Torah itself is not the force. It's that there's an energy underneath it that's connected to the Torah. Why is that relevant? Here we go. So then when you engage in it, you press the button, you learn the Torah, you're accessing the deeper hashpa, that deeper energy that's the driving underneath it. Achzula said, but if it wasn't the case that it had this energy to it, it was just the Torah, learning Torah would be like any other discipline, like any other wisdom, like any other textbook. And comprehending and focusing on the understanding of the Torah would be like any other legal system or science. When you know biology, you know biology. When you know the Constitution, you know the Constitution. You're not accessing anything deeper underneath it. Your neshama is not getting fired up as a result of reading the Constitution. You're just getting that piece of information. That's it. You're not perfecting the world either. So there's the intellectual engagement, but if it wasn't the fact that the Torah itself had an energy underneath it, the hashpa underneath it, it would just be like any other discipline. But this hashpa, this metaphysical energy, is something divine. It connects us to Hashem. And we said, this is the most profound and impactful energy that exists in this world for us to connect ourselves to Hashem. Since that's the case, it's obvious that you need to be trembling and filled with fear when you're engaged in this holy endeavor. You're going in front of your creator and you are accessing his most precious entity. You must be filled with fear and trembling. You need to be ashamed of your lowliness, your human lowliness. You have to be shaken by Hashem's grandeur. It's not just that you're all negative and fearful and paranoid and anxious. You're also ecstatic at your portion that you are allowed to engage in this. But with trembling, as we said. Now, part of this is shlo yeshiv mekalos rosh. So we said, first of all, you have to be filled with fear when you're engaging with the Torah because of what it actually is. And it's not just the word. There's this energy underneath it, which is the most precious thing, which is connecting you to Hashem. Now, beyond that is a person can't be with levity. Lo yinag shum minag b'yaz b'zayon. You can't act in a disgraceful way. Lo b'dvareha, lo b'svareha. You can't be dismissive towards its content or its books. And you have to have a mindfulness, an awareness. Before whom are you engaging? Who are you connecting to when you study this? Hashem. And if you follow, this is the owner's manual. These are the rules and regulations. You follow these rules. Then what's supposed to happen, you press the button, you get the energy. Boom. You'll get that energy. You yourself will be filled with this divine grandeur, and the entire world, as we said, will be perfected based on the area that you're learning. But if this is missing, meaning until I learned the sefer, it was always just, why should you not be act in a kalus rosh with levity and non-seriousness? Because it's inappropriate. Here he's telling you, it's not just that it's inappropriate, it's that it's not going to work. You'll learn, you'll sit and study and sit in 10 classes and sit all day and learning. It's not going to do anything. Your words will be no different metaphysically than any other human words. You're reading the Torah. It's like you're reading any other letter, any other text. You're thinking all day about Torah. It's like you're thinking about politics, about the stock market. It's not metaphysically accomplishing anything. The opposite, moreover, it's going to be held against you. You're guilty. You're engaging in the most sanctified endeavor without proper fear. And you're acting in a lightheaded way before your creator. They're still talking about Torah and they're engaging in a non-covetous type way towards the actual entity that they're engaged in. We'll look at these words, but this will conclude for tonight. To the extent, look at this, to the proportion, to the extent of fear and kavod, honor, vizihiros, and carefulness that a person has when they engage in Torah, can yeshir yekara limur madregas hashpanim shachas hayado. To that extent will be the grandeur of the impact, the energy that comes down. You see that? To the extent that you have fear and trembling and honor and carefulness when you're engaged in Torah, I am mindfulness, the ultimate mindfulness of what you're engaging in, that extent of impact, the energy that's brought down through your study of Torah. So a person might come to think, you know what, I really want to, there's someone sick in my family, I really want to grow spiritually, I'm going to study and learn for an additional 10 minutes, 20 minutes, 3 hours every day. You see, for the Ramchal, that learning Torah is a great thing. But if you're not doing it in the right way, you'd be much better off focusing on how can I make sure I have the right mindset, the right experience, the right perspective when I'm engaging in the Torah. Then even if you take the same 2 hours, 10 minutes, whatever you were learning, now it's going to be exponential in terms of the impact it's able to have. It's not just about the quantity. It's about how you go about doing it. Thank you very much all for participating.